When Porthos had left, Athos opened another bottle of wine, and he and D'Artagnan sat down again. "Do you know," said Athos, who even before he had begun to drink had been more talkative than was his custom, "that the cardinal has suffered a blow?"
"What do you mean?"
asked D'Artagnan, though he sensed what was coming.
"As you know, this was the day of the ball for the queen. No doubt, at this moment, the nobles of the kingdom are enjoying a late supper."
"Well," continued Athos, pouring another glass, "I had the opportunity to look in during the grand ballet in which the king and queen performed. Her Majesty looked stunning, by the way, and His Majesty looked absolutely his finest. Well, just before the ballet began, something passed between the two and the cardinal. It seemed to be about some jewellery the queen was wearing. Nobody could hear what was said, but the face of the cardinal bore signs of mischievous glee. The king at first seemed very angry, but something happened in which he counted some diamonds the queen was wearing. He then seemed confused and turned to His Eminence the Cardinal. Then the Cardinal seemed angry, and the Queen appeared to radiate joy. Finally, the King and Queen appeared reconciled, while the Cardinal wore a face of gloom afterwards. All the while Athos was relating this, D'Artagnan showed a gleam in his eye.
"Just as I thought, my friend," said Athos, looking directly at D'Artagnan. "You know more than I do, and you were not there. This incident would not, by any chance, have anything to do with your recent mission to England?"
"I think, Athos," replied D'Artagnan, "that you know the answer to that question. Although it is true that there are details of this affair with which I am unacquainted, and would not be at liberty to divulge even to you, if I did know them, I think we may all rest assured that the trouble we took in that matter, all the risk of our lives on the road to Calais, has not been in vain. Behold!" D'Artagnan raised his hand, displaying the ring that he had received only the day before.
"My God!" exclaimed Athos. "You did not get that magnificent gem from anyone of a station lower than—"
"Exactly, Athos, the queen. Of course, this must be known to none but us four. Although this ring was given to me alone, the donor could not have known of the invaluable assistance I received in helping her. Naturally, you may be sure that if ever you or any of us is in need of money, I will sell this ring for what it will bring and, well, what is mine is yours." "I am grateful for that thought, D'Artagnan. But if I were you, I would not part with that gem for anything. It must be worth a king's, or rather, a queen's ransom." Suddenly Athos raised his glass and almost shouted, a toast to her, Majesty the Queen!" The suddenness of this vociferation made D'Artagnan aware of two things. First, that Athos, having already dispatched the contents of almost two full bottles of wine, was beginning to slow their effects, and, secondly, that although he had imbibed much less than his friend, he was beginning to feel slightly intoxicated himself. Then he felt sad.
"Something is troubling you, my friend?" asked Athos.
"I am afraid, Athos, that I cannot hide my concern. In fact, I had wished to speak to you about this. Mademoiselle Bonacieux, the wife of my landlord, has been kidnapped once again."
"And why should you be so concerned about the wife of your landlord?" D'Artagnan. What is she to you?
When D'Artagnan offered no reply to this, and his face showed signs of darkening in anger, Athos continued,
I knew it! Beware, my friend, danger lies ahead. He is old compared to her. She appears to favour you, I know, but as I say, beware.
I am afraid that this is love, Athos, and there is no helping it.
And I suppose you believe that she returns your love, that she would willingly be your mistress.
You, child, why, there is not a man who has not believed, as you do, that his mistress loved him, and there lives not a man who has not been deceived by his mistress.
Except you, Athos, who never had one.
That's true, said Athos, after a moment's silence. That's true. I never had one.
Let us drink.